Govan, Scotland. It's 9 o'clock on the morning of the 7th of July 2009. In less than an hour, the very first cut will be made in the steel for the biggest warship ever to be built in Great Britain. Glasgow's Govan shipyard is a hive of activity. There's a lot to do, not least the laying of a long red carpet in one of their main heavy construction sheds. Govan used to be at the centre of Clyde Shipbuilding, but steadily declined during the 1930s to become an overspill for the Gorbals slums, and then a byword for poverty and destitution. Even now, the main street running parallel to the dockyard is lined with empty stores and failed businesses, leaving only off-licences, pawnbrokers, and betting shops. But all that could be about to change. BAE Systems has secured a massive new order for substantial sections of the two new supercarriers at its surface ship operations. HMS Queen Elizabeth and HMS Prince of Wales will create thousands of jobs over many years for Govan. It could be a fairy tale turnaround. And all the best fairy tales start with a princess. At 9:20, police motorbike outriders with blue lights flashing lead a retinue of vehicles through the main dockyard gates. At the rear is a highly polished black Daimler with a small multicoloured flag attached to its bonnet. The royal crest ripples in the strong breeze from the Firth. The limousine stops in front of the vast British aerospace fabricating plant. A young rating steps forward, opens the rear door and snaps a smart salute.